Building recovery, stage 3, ground floor. Session 3, which relationships need to change? Which relationships need to change? Now, we're looking at building our ground floor of normality here, and this is the third session looking at this, and we're only asking the critical questions, the ones that are really important. And if we want to build a ground floor of normality, we have to start looking at that biggest challenge, which is relationships. Now, this is a huge question around boundaries. We have to think about boundaries, because boundaries effectively are what govern relationships. If you put your boundary in a different place, that effectively changes the relationship. Now, you can go into boundaries as deeply as you like. It'll probably be very good for you to do that. But I'm not going to go into it too deeply here. I just want to say that we need to look at our relationships in order to build normality, particularly from an idea of building a recovered self. We need to take stock. And what I would say also is that these are questions that you need to answer many times, not just once, but every so often. It could be every couple of weeks, it could be every month or so. You need to take a look at your relationships one at a time and ask yourself which relationships need to change. Now, we're talking about relationships with inanimate as well as animate objects. So, you know, things like work, things like your church if you go to one, or things like your institution, your hobby place if you belong to a club or something. So institutions, that kind of thing, that can change too. Your relationship with your doctors, for instance, your relationship with the social services, the probation service, the police service, all kinds of things, as well as personal relationships, you need to look at. How am I doing in building normality in those relationships? So I want to give you two ideas here as we look at this and continually, if you like, revisit this question and have a look at this question, which relationships need to change. Well, the first one is the more radical of the two. Which ones need to start or finish? Which relationships need to start or finish? So if, for instance, you may not have spoken to a friend or a family member or your kids for that matter, or your parents for a long time, and you might say to yourself, I'm at that point now, if I'm going to build normality, now's the time to reconnect with those people. Now's the time for that relationship to start again. Obviously from a different perspective, obviously from a point of view that says I'm now my recovered self, but I want to make a go of that relationship again. Of course, the other extreme is also true. You may have to ask yourself, which relationships need to finish? Now, this is a tough question again, but what we know is that if you've been in relationship with someone through your addicted self period, then there could be a lot of history there. There particularly could be a lot of expectation from them about who you are. They believe they know you, and so they're going to have certain expectations of how you'll behave, how you'll react to certain things, what you'll do, and so on. But you are a new self, and so that relationship, if it's not flexible, if you get a sense that although you may have tried, they're not going to change, or they're not going to accept you in your new identity. So if they're continually persuading you, for instance, to use drugs, this is the most obvious thing that I'm talking about. But it doesn't have to be so obvious. It can be more subtle than that. But basically, if after trying, you find that that relationship really, they're not going to accept change. It's too threatening for them. Or to be honest with you, it can also be about, I feel so bad after I've been around them. You know, I just feel so negative when I've spoken to them. So tough question, but question number one is which relationships need to start or finish, or shall we say restart in some cases. So question number two, which relationships need to develop? Which relationships need to develop? So it's also a matter of monitoring the relationships and saying, which ones are at a state right now where something needs to happen? You know, that my level of challenge in that relationship is just not quite high enough. And I always use the 5% rule here. I call it a rule, it's just a guideline. But I always think about 5% as being a good way of challenging yourself. So it's not overwhelming and it's a doable, it's a reachable, it's a stretch goal. And there's another reason, which is a bit deep to go into, but I'll just touch on it here. It's more of an ethical reason. And the reason is that it's only fair, in a way, if you've made a massive change in your life, to give people a chance to catch up. See, they think they know who you are, and they did. And even years later, some people will still expect you to be flipping back to that old personality, but you're not going to. And so they have to get used to that, and giving them time to get used to it. In other words, not trying to change the relationship too fast can be ethically more sound, where you're saying, look, I'm giving you more chance to catch up with who I really have become. Because, you know, at the moment, you're just not getting it. But certainly, the question, which relationships need to develop, is one to consider. Now, what are you looking out for when you ask these questions and when you take stock and when you decide it's time to review my relationships in my recovered self? You're looking out for deterioration. You're looking out for deterioration. Keep your eye out for any relationship that appears to be on the spin. Anything that is eroding away. Somebody who you used to see once a week, now you see once a month. Of course, this could be for a legitimate reason, but generally speaking, it can often be for deterioration. In other words, you're either managing it badly and so it's not growing, or you're managing it badly and they're not getting anything out of it, or, you know, it's just boring and so on. So look out for eroding or deterioration in your relationships as a way of triggering your taking stock of them and asking yourself which relationships need to change. So let's just have a quick check on what we've done in this session. We've asked ourselves this important question, which relationships need to change? We've looked at the idea of boundaries and placed it in that context. And we said, well, if your boundary needs to change, then it's going to change your relationship. And I believe we need to take a stock of this relationship question, because we're trying to build a ground floor of normality in which we can maintain these relationships. And I gave you two ideas when we started to look at this. The first one is, which ones need to finish or start again? And the second question was, which relationships need to develop? And I gave you as a watchword here the word deterioration. Ask yourself, have any relationships deteriorated? Is this for a legitimate reason, or is this for an illegitimate reason? And that will help you know what to do about it. So I hope you got a lot from that. I urge you to listen to it again and make sure you're picking up all the points that you need to. And I will see you on session 4. Bye for now.